Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, I lied. We're not going to talk about the Chiefs here because we have to talk to Kelis Robinette. My bad. I have my times mixed up. That's my fault. So if you were expecting us to deep dive Mecole Hardman, you're about to be very sadly mistaken, because we're about to deep dive Marquise Noel is what we're about to do. We're talking K-State on this show. We had Dean Wade on the show earlier, Kelis Robinette, Wyatt Thompson. I don't ever want to hear the K-State people say that this show doesn't show them any love. That's all we've done this week is show them love. Kelis Robinette joins us on the show. Kelis, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm going to have to go check that Dean Wade State segment. That sounds pretty good.
Kelis, just to make up for people, since we're normally going to talk about Mecole Hardman, what's your 40 time? And just tell me you run a 4.4, and maybe you could play wide receiver for the Chiefs.
I mean, I think I'm kind of like, 4.5, maybe not quite 4.4, but definitely sub-5.
Great hands, probably, though. You probably got great hands, great timing, run exceptional routes.
I'm not actually a sub-5 guy, but I've always thought that I could fill that role for a team as a slow slot receiver who just catches a lot of short passes. If I've got a position in the NFL, that's it for me.
That makes a lot of sense. Right now we're joined by Kelis Robinette. He covers the Wildcats for the Kansas City Star and the Wichita Eagle. We've had someone on who covers K-State every day this week, and I've asked them this question. Let's start with you. What has it been like to cover K-State the last 12 months? I mean, this has been a really great college football season, a really great basketball season. What has it been like to cover the Wildcats for the last year?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. It's been really exciting. I've been on the beat since 2009, and there's never been a season quite like this. I suppose you could say in 2012, when they won the Big 12 in football and the Big 12 in basketball, that was comparable. But that football team, they didn't go to the Sugar Bowl. That basketball team did not go to the Sweet 16. And that kind of hits home for me, is that I've been able to watch a postseason football game in the Sugar Bowl, the Superdome in New Orleans. Then I get to watch a Sweet 16 game in New York City at Madison Square Garden. It's a pretty rare combination, and really there's only one other team that can match it this season. That's Alabama. He did the exact same thing. They went to the Sugar Bowl, and now they're in the Sweet 16. So there's always been something good to write about. People have always wanted to read, so I much prefer this to the alternative.
Absolutely. When did you realize that K-State had a chance to do something special this year? You know, this basketball team, I think, has caught a lot of people by surprise. You watch them, you follow them every day. There had to have been a moment where you thought, hey, K-State made the right hire here, and this team's not getting enough respect nationally.
I mean, the big moment was when they went to Texas early on in Big 12 play and scored 116 points in the Longhorns. That was like, whoa, this team, you know. I probably gave them more credit than some. I always thought as soon as they got Keontae Johnson, I thought they could at least make the NCAA tournament. I, you know, maybe didn't necessarily predict it, but I had it on the table. Their personnel was good enough to be middle of the pack and, you know, bubble team. But when they went on the road and dropped 100 on Texas and then followed that up with 97 and beat Baylor both on the road, it was like, okay, this team is way better than anybody wanted to give him credit for. Marquise Noel is an assassin out there. Keontae Johnson is perhaps the most consistent player in the country. They're good. So it was right then when all of a sudden my expectations went from, you know, maybe this team can make the tournament to maybe they can make a deep run in the tournament.
What's been more surprising? Has it been Jerome Tang and that it's worked out to the extent that it has, or watching Marquise Noel go from, I would say, relatively unknown, like you had to be a diehard college basketball fan to know who he was, to now him being, he might be the most important player in the country for his team outside of Brandon Miller on Alabama. Which one's more surprising, seeing Tang's season or watching Noel's year?
I mean, it's a close call, but I'd probably go Marquise just because I remember when he signed with Kansas State, it was like, you know, okay, he looks all right. He could be Nigel Pack's backup, nice, you know, little complimentary player here for Kansas State. I think most people thought he would kind of be doing what Ishmael Massoud is right now, you know, coming off the bench, making a meaningful play here or there, but not being the star for a team that's in the top 25 and in the Sweet 16. So he's really taken his game to a level I did not foresee. And I always thought maybe he'd have a shot at being an all-league guy, but to be a nearly unanimous first-team all-Big 12 guy, it's pretty rare that happens at Kansas State. And to score and send out some of the assists that he has is just kind of incredible. So to see him improve as much as he has, that's been the most surprising thing to me.
Right now we're talking to Kellis Robinette, who covers the Kansas State Wildcats for the Kansas City Star and the Wichita Eagle, joining us to take a look at the Wildcats as they get ready for the Sweet 16. The effort that Noel put together against Kentucky is one of the better games we've ever seen in the tournament. Like, I'm not sure if people are going to appreciate it to that level that aren't K-State fans, but you watch a lot of college basketball. To score 27 points, to shoot 50%, and I don't want to say he single-handedly won the game, but he certainly carried them to a win. That's one of the better games that we've seen in the tournament.
It was, and I'll throw in the fact that he was playing against a guy who had 25 points and 17 or 18 rebounds. Like, nobody's talking about it. He just totally outshined him in that setting, and it was a lot of fun to watch. It stood out to me that there was a stretch near the end of the first half where he had not one, not two, but three just highlight crazy level assist plays, one behind the back to Keontae Johnson, one between his legs to somebody else, and then he closed out the half with a lob dunk to Naquan Tomlin. People in that arena were just losing their minds at these plays, and yeah, I thought that was interesting because I've been seeing that all year from him, like a behind the back pass from Marquise Noel is nothing new for me. So I thought it was kind of funny to see people react to that who were seeing it for the first time. It just shows how good he's been all season, especially in this NCAA tournament. If they handed out an MVP award for the first two rounds, he would win it.
Kellis, do you think people nationally maybe understand the turnaround that K-State has had from its head coach, who was in his first year, who was a longtime assistant, to Keontae Johnson's story of, I mean, I'm surprised that he's still playing college basketball, let alone playing it at the level in which he's playing it at. Marquise Noel, who started at a JUCO and then Arkansas Pine Bluff to move up here. I don't know if enough people nationally know that. I know they're a three seed, but this is a great underdog, rags to riches kind of story that K-State's on.
Yeah, there's really no traditional, you know, player on the roster who's been here for 4 years and been developed by the coaching staff. And, you know, it's a very unconventional team, and they've taken a very unorthodox path to stardom in just one season. But I think that's what really is so great about this team. Jerome Tang has kind of proven in one season that you have to blow up the old coaching model and especially have to reassess expectations for new hires. Both him and Dennis Gates have come in and proven that you don't have to wait around 2-3 years to get something done in college basketball. With the transfer portal, if you have the right connections and can bring a group together quickly, like we've seen from Jerome Tang, you can build a winner right away. And that will be interesting here moving forward. Do coaches start, or athletic directors rather, do they start demanding more from their coaches right away because people like Gates and Tang are having so much success right away now?
All right, I'm going to pass this to Jeff Rosen and the people necessary at the Kansas City Star. Which trip do you like more, New Orleans or New York?
Well, you know, I haven't really gotten to experience much of New York yet. I got here last night and worked and came right over to the arena. So right now I'd probably side with New Orleans, but because that was a lot of fun being down there for a few days and some nice warm weather. Lots of good food, but might change that as the week goes on. Depends how long Kansas State is here and what I get to do.
Who has better pizza, New York or Chicago?
Oh, New York, definitely. Nothing beats a good New York slice, big thing you can hold in your hand and walk around and eat it. I'm not a Chicago guy. Their pizza takes too long to cook, and it's just kind of backwards to me. I'd much rather have New York.
Kellis, I don't like the way you like quickly answered. Oh yeah, it's New York. I don't like the way you responded there.
I mean, they're both better than St. Louis style pizza. I'll say that.
I mean, I'd rather eat Lunchables pizza than eat St. Louis pizza if I had the choice.
Yeah, I'm there with you.
Kellis, last thing here. I don't know who to pick in this game. Like, I think that K-State's the better team. I think they are the better team with the better player. They're also going up against Tom Izzo in March. I would pick K-State against any team that's not Tom Izzo, Alabama, Houston. I mean, heck, even Texas, given what we've seen K-State do, and I think Texas is probably one of the three best teams in the country now. I really don't know who to pick in this game tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's a tough one, and it's kind of the polar opposite from Kentucky. I think when you looked at that game, you would say, well, overall, Kentucky probably has a little bit more talented roster, a little bit more experience, and they're playing at home. Makes you maybe think that Kentucky is the team to go with. But the big difference in that game was that I think Jerome Zhang is a better coach than John Calipari, and I think he proved it in that game with some of the coaching decisions he made. It's kind of the polar opposite here. I think Kansas State is the superior team to Michigan State. The Spartans certainly do things well. They shoot the ball at an incredible rate from three-point range, or at least percentage. They got three different guys who shoot over 40% out there. They're very methodical on their with their offense. They play good defense, but they don't turn you over, which is Kansas State's big flaw. So, I mean, on paper, I really do like Kansas State here because their strengths compare well to Michigan State's strengths. But they also have Tom Izzo, who's won more games in the NCAA tournament than any other coach as the lower-seeded team. He just lives for March. You get him in this tournament, you get him to the Sweet 16. It's very, very difficult to beat Michigan State. And, you know, does Jerome Tang have something else up his sleeve? Can he outcoach Tom Izzo too? I don't know, but that's kind of, I think, going to be the X factor here is how does Tang measure up against Izzo in his first Sweet 16 game as a head coach?
That is Kellis Robinette joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for the Kansas City Star and the Wichita Eagle. Kellis, let's do this again next week, because if we do it again next week, that means K-State's going to the Final Four.
All right. If I'm in Houston, I will definitely talk to you. That's a promise.
Absolutely. That's Kellis Robinette joining us on the show. We appreciate him making a little bit of time for us. Text line 913-586-7610. CDOT, what are you talking about? Emo's pizza is so good. Someone else said Emo's is my favorite pizza. I want you guys to hear me, and I want you to hear me good. If you like Emo's pizza, your taste buds are broken. They do not work. I want you to immediately contact your physician, your primary care physician, and I want you to talk to him about that, because that pizza is terrible. I'd rather eat pizza-flavored Pringles. I'd rather eat those pizza combos. I'd rather eat Lunchables pizza. I'd rather eat a bagel bite. I'd rather go to Pizza Street, CeCe's Pizza. That food is terrible. So I want you to hear me correctly. If you like Emo's, something's wrong with you, medically, physically, and I encourage you to go see a primary care physician. And maybe they're busy. Check into the Minute Clinic. Go to CVS right now, walk in there, and tell them what's wrong with you, and they can prescribe you something. Right now, if you offered me Chuck E. Cheese pizza or Emo's, I would go to the Chuckster. I would go to the Chuckster. I'd rather eat a Tony's. A Tony's. I'd rather eat a Totino's pizza. You know the ones that come in that small little square. I'd rather eat a Red Baron's. I'd rather eat a Red Baron's. A Red Baron's than eat that. It's terrible. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, this is just another thing in a long list of things you know nothing about. I'm going to tell you a story really quickly that applies to this. So last Memorial Day weekend, I went to Napa Valley. And I was doing a wine tasting. And the person that was doing the wine tasting was actually the person I owned. He was the owner. Really nice guy. And Rob, he looked at me and he said, you know what? Everybody is a wine connoisseur. And I was like, well, what do you mean? I'm not a wine connoisseur. And he said, well, you know what tastes good, right? You know what wine's good and what wine isn't good. So you are a wine connoisseur. And I was like, oh, I never thought about that. I never thought about that. You don't got to be Emeril Lagasse to know that Emo's is trash. You don't got to be Gordon Ramsay to know that that food is awful. And I'm telling you, if you like it, you're sick. I'd rather eat elementary school cafeteria pizza Fridays, the little square with the little square pepperoni chunks. I'd rather eat that than eat Emo's ever again. I wouldn't feed Emo's to an animal. I wouldn't give it to a dog. I want better for you and I want better for your life is what I want. Someone said, would you eat a corn dog over Emo's? Two! I would eat two corn dogs over Emo's. Keep Emo's away from me and my family. If you suggest Emo's to me, you don't have what's in my best interest. You don't care about me. You don't want me to be happy. I want you to be happy. I don't wish unhappiness on anybody. If Rob hit me up, hey, man, let's go get Emo's, my treat. Rob would be fired. I would go talk to HR right now and say that Rob harassed me is what I would tell him. I would tell them that Rob harassed me with proof of the harassment. That's all I got. I don't got nothing else. That's all I got about Emo's. Someone said, would you rather eat Sam's Club pizza? Yes.
Hold on. Let's not insult Sam's Club pizza. Sam's Club pizza is good. Costco pizza also good.
Casey's pizza.
Now you're naming good pizza places.
Good's relative.
I mean, Costco and Sam's are great deals for good slices.
Papa Murph. Name a place that serves pizza. Be real. Would you rather have Little Caesars or Emo's? Little Caesars. Oh, I'm pizza pizza all day. Pizza pizza.
The official pizza of the NFL.
It's the official pizza of the league?
Yeah.
It's the official pizza of the league.
You didn't know that?
It's the official pizza of the league. It's crazy. That's hilarious to me. I don't know why I didn't know that. That's the official pizza. What happened to Pizza Hut? Pizza's the Hut.
No, they're out of here. Cause like Matt Stafford's on the pizza on the Little Caesars commercial.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that, man. I really didn't know that. I learned something today. I really did. I really learned something today. Pizza, pizza. Me and my friend Brian, we used to. The high school I went to, there was a Little Caesars right there, and he lived, like, right behind it. We used to play NFL 2K. We would get our money together and buy a $5 hot and ready and listen to Get Rich or Die Trying every day after school in 2003. Every day. Every single day. That's what we did. I mean, epic NFL 2K battles. I could quote every single lyric from Get Rich or Die Trying like it was a test today. I heard that album so many times in my life. Someone on the text line said I turned over to 810 and they're talking about sports. Good for them. We're not. We're talking about Emo's pizza and how terrible it is. I don't care about that. I want to talk about pizza right now and how terrible Emo's pizza is.
I am happy that Kellis recognizes a factual statement, though. New York over Chicago. We're going to poll everyone this week. You know what? You're going to find out you're in the wrong.
Okay.
Should have asked Dean Wade.
Maybe they're wrong. Ooh, I should have asked Dean Wade. Mm. I wasn't thinking about
it. They played in Brooklyn last night. He would know.
Oh, that's a good. Why'd you tell me they played the Nets? I forgot. I should have asked Dean Wade. Can we call Dean back? Did you get his number? Did he get Dean Wade's number?
Hey, Dean, real quick. Just have a quick pizza.
Yeah, just text him. Hey, Dean, just real quick, man. Just can we ask you a question? We just want to know, man. How, who has better pizza? All right, let's get back to very serious sports topics so that guy doesn't get too mad at us. Juju Smith-Schuster was on the Sports Hub earlier today in Boston, and he was asked why he chose the Patriots.
Belichick, man, the guy, you know, just the want and the need and, you know, the position that I can fill there, you know, really, really brought my, like, caught my attention. And I felt that, like, that was the most thing, you know, like feeling wanted in a place where, you know, I played against, you know, a head coach where, you know, I have a lot of respect for. And I just think that that goes a long way.
I have a question. This question just popped in my head as I was listening to the audio. Rob, maybe you have an answer. Text line, maybe you guys have an answer. 913-586-7610. What kind of receiver do you think the Chiefs are looking for? Because so far in free agency, we don't really know. Who have they been linked to as a wide receiver? Who have they been linked to?
Juju. They're linked to Juju.
They were linked to Juju, but they were willing to let Juju walk for whole for not a whole lot of money. So if you really liked Juju enough, you would have brought Juju back. It's not like Juju didn't sign a contract that we're thinking, oh, man, wow. No way the Chiefs could have matched that. I don't think that the Patriots overpaid for Juju. I think they spent what Juju was worth. Juju was worth $19.99, and the Chiefs were trying to buy him for $13.99. And Juju was like, no, I gave you a deal last year. Pay me the market. The Patriots want me. They're willing to pay me the market. Hey, I'll come back if you guys give me what the market says I'm worth. The market says I'm worth $11 million. Make it worth my while. Cool. If you do that, I'm back. I'm yours. I'll play here for the next 3 years. I love it here. You guys have shown me so much love. You put me in this position. I believe Juju wanted to come back. What kind of receiver do you think they're looking for? Because they just haven't really been linked to a lot of guys.
I'm trying to think the other guys they're linked to. They were linked to Adam Thielen. I mean, not an explosive, not over the top guy. And they were linked to OBJ. Is there a name I'm forgetting? Like, those are the three, right? Juju and the part of the Everyone Returns plan. Adam Thielen, who's now a Panther for way too much money. And OBJ. Am I missing a guy they're linked to? Because it seems like veteran chain movers is the type they're targeting. That's based on who they're connected to. That's the type they're targeting.
Because right now, someone on the text line says the Chiefs are looking for a veteran with a full route tree. That person was Adam Thielen, right? Like, if you're saying that the Chiefs were in the market for the veteran with the full route tree, we have seen that guy sign and the Chiefs not be interested in signing him. Adam Thielen did not sign for some crazy amount of money. Adam Thielen signed for the market. So we don't think the Chiefs are willing to pay the market? I mean, Adam Thielen signed for 3 years, $25 million, $14 million guaranteed. If you wanted Adam Thielen, you could have got him. You could have got Adam Thielen. He signed for less than MVS. If you really wanted Adam Thielen, you could have got him. If you really wanted Juju, you could have got him. Thielen can say all of this, well, I think Carolina can win the Super Bowl. You don't even know who their quarterback's going to be. I know who the Chiefs quarterback's going to be next year. You don't even know who their quarterback is. I don't know what you've seen in Carolina. They offered you the most money and most opportunity. Kansas City could have been that place. The Chiefs chose not to do that. What kind of receiver do we think they want? Because we just saw a speedster wide receiver sign in free agency that obviously knows the system and went for no money. If they wanted Mecole Hardman back, he'd be on the team. If they wanted Juju, he'd be on the team. If they wanted Adam Thielen, these contracts are not a significant amount of money. Adam Thielen signed for 3 years, $25 million, $8 million to sign, and $14 guaranteed. That's nothing. Nothing for a veteran wide receiver that knows the full route tree. That's why I keep thinking there's a trade that's coming. that maybe the week leading into the draft, the Chiefs trade their second round pick, and it's, oh, well, that's what they were waiting for. They were looking at this guy's contract. He's entering the final year. We'll see if he comes to a term with his team. If he doesn't, then we'll go get him. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. All right, be listening during the commercial break. When you hear this sounder, our Royals baseball sounder, be caller number 6, and you'll be registered to win a 4-pack of tickets plus a parking pass to opening day. Coming up on the other side, we will talk about the draft grade things. Rob, I hadn't forgot. We'll talk about it on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kansas City, it's Brett Veach. You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
All right, let's do a group activity, a group exercise. This is a group exercise. I'm going to read to you the players that the Chiefs drafted in 2019. There were 6 of them. Let's give out a draft grade. I'm going to be very, very interested in hearing how Rob grades this, because this draft doesn't fit anything that Rob goes for. Chiefs had 6 picks that year. Now, it's important to note that they traded their first round pick for Frank Clark, a move that Rob hates. You used the first round pick and gave $100 million to Frank Clark? So you got to factor that in, why they don't have a first round pick. They traded for Frank Clark. But it's also a move that Rob doesn't like. But in terms of players that they actually drafted, Mecole Hardman didn't sign a second contract with the team. Juan Thornhill didn't sign a second contract with the team. Colin Saunders didn't sign a second contract with the team. Rashad Fenton, I think you guys are sensing a theme here. Darwin Thompson, Nick Allegretti. Those were the 6 picks that the Chiefs made in the 2019 draft. Now, I think they drafted good starting players. Mecole Hardman is a good starting player. He's a capable third receiver. Juan Thornhill can be your second safety, a strong third safety, a guy that is a starting caliber player in the league. Colin Saunders, who was a rotational piece, where he had a very funny career in Kansas City. There were times that he was getting healthy DMPs, but I think he put his best season together this year. And, well, what do you know? He turned it out and got paid this year. Rashad Fenton got off to a fine start in Kansas City. Didn't really end the greatest, but he also was a 6th-round pick, 201. I think that's a win for you. Now, the Darwin Thompson thing, but you also took a 6th-round flyer on a running back. For every Isaiah Pacheco that there are, there's 8 to 10 Darwin Thompson. A team thinks that he can be a productive starter for him. He never turns out to be that. And Nick Allegretti, who's still on the team, that is proven to be capable depth, and he was the 216th pick in the draft. I would give this draft class a B minus. I'd give it a B minus. I think it's above average, not great, and I'm taking out the Frank Clark portion of it just on the players that they drafted. McColl never really developed into a number two or better wide receiver. Thornhill was, I would say, inconsistent, but injury sort of derailed that. Colin Saunders didn't really put it together until the end, and when he finally put it together, you chose not to re-sign him. I would give this a B minus. What would you give it, text line? What would you give it, Rob Britton?
So this is based on just the players. Am I counting the trade as part of my grade? Because if I don't...
No, we're doing drafted players.
C plus.
So we're not super far off.
We're not super far off. No, Allegretti is the only player that made a second contract, which you know I dinged them for. I think they maximized all the players, but I also think all the players they drafted in premium positions, round 1, 2, and 3, were at best rotational players. McColl Hardman was productive, but he was never wide receiver 1 or wide receiver 2. Colin Saunders had a singular good season in Kansas City as a rotational piece. The other three, where he was healthy DMP-a-palooza, do count on his career. Those count as well. And Juan Thornhill, he was good for at the jump. Then he got hurt, had a year he struggled to come back, and then was solid last season. I don't think they maximized their first, second, and third round picks, but they found a diamond in the rough in Allegretti, and they maximized everyone's deal. C plus.
Text line 913-586-7610. Couldn't the Chiefs have just picked up Hardman's fifth year option and forced him to play on his rookie deal? That is only an option if you were drafted in the first round. So first round players have a fifth year option, not any other drafted players. So that's why McColl is a free agent now after year 4, because he was not drafted in the first round. Someone on the text line also asked, did you want them to bring any of these people back? I would have been fine if they had brought Colin Saunders back, but I don't think that they were going to bring back Derek Nnadi and bring back Colin Saunders. I think you see that the league just value Colin Saunders more than they value Derek Nnadi. Colin Saunders actually got a pretty decent contract. Colin Saunders played well at the right time. You want to talk about contract year undefeated, and we didn't really talk about it a whole lot with Colin Saunders because he's a rotational player. He just got 3 years, $12.3 million, and 6.6 guaranteed. You had to take that deal if you're Colin Saunders, even if you wanted to come back. If you're Colin Saunders and with where you are and where you were drafted, you had to take the most available money. You don't care what team had offered it to you. I know winning a championship is cool, but I've already won two, and I've made no money by NFL standards up to this point. This is the thing, and I'm not asking anybody to feel sorry for NFL players and the amount of money that they make. I don't think these guys are as well off as we think. Just, you obviously make a lot of money. You kind of got to live a certain lifestyle. And you also got a lot of people that need things. You want to take care of your mom. You want to take care of your brother. Who knows what your family situation is? You don't know. So if you're Colin Saunders and up to this point you've made $3.7 million, which is good money, not knocking that money at all. And then somebody comes and they'll tell you they'll guarantee you twice the amount that you've made so far in your career. You got to take that money regardless of what team it is. Winning championships is cool. Taking care of your family for the rest of your life is even cooler. So, yeah, Colin Saunders, I don't think Colin Saunders was ever a realistic option to come back to Kansas City. He got signed for what more than what McColl got signed. If I told you guys that at the beginning of the year, you would have called me crazy. If I had told you a year ago today, hey, guess what? Colin Saunders is going to get more money guaranteed this offseason than McColl Hardman. You'd have called me crazy. That's what just happened. He turned a really productive year into $6.6 million guaranteed. He's the one we should be saluting the most out of all this. He was the real winner this offseason.
I mean, Colin Saunders had a great, great final year of his contract. We were talking in camp. We were in July, August. We were like, hey, who's a surprise cut going to be? Who's our name to keep an eye on? We were like, yeah, Colin Saunders. We all thought Colin Saunders could get cut. And you know what? Not only did he not get cut, I'm pretty sure he had a sack in the Super Bowl, or at least he had a pressure in the Super Bowl where you're like, oh, wow, Colin Saunders making plays. But you're right. The Chiefs were never going to do Nnadi and Saunders. They were just no need for both. So go get paid, young man. Maximize your value in the NFL. I'm happy for him personally. I'm happy also for the Chiefs because I don't think Colin Saunders is going to be some great player they missed out on. I mean, I know he didn't get transcendent money, but That's not a contract the Chiefs should be doling out.
This is just also where you should just start over. Like how I'm big on, you drafted Colin Saunders, you got 4 years of rookie value out of him. Now you trust your staff, you trust your coaching to develop another Colin Saunders. You found him. He was a third-round pick from a D2 school. You turned him into a guy that just got $12.3 million. That's what you want to do. You want to turn these guys into players that are worthy of second contracts that can hang on in the league and play 7, 8, 9 years and be able to comfortably live the rest of their life. So when Colin Saunders retires at 31 years old and his career is over, Colin Saunders made $19 million over the course of his career. Now you go do what you want to do. You do real estate, you invest, you open up a restaurant. I don't know what you do with your money. I ain't never had that much money before, but you go, you know, you go do other stuff at the end of this. You go live a very different life. Someone asks, is DJ Chark still available? He is. DJ Chark is still sitting there, still available, still waiting for someone to sign him. And we continue to hope, at least on this show, we continue to hope that the Kansas City Chiefs are the team that eventually, maybe, possibly, perhaps, signs DJ Chark to a contract. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but we hope. Coming up, I want to ask you guys a question about Mike Trout and why we've been letting Mike Trout fly under the radar for this long. And we'll also give you a chance to win tickets to opening day. They will not be against Mike Trout, but we'll talk about Mike Trout. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by the DePasquale Moore Law Firm. Remember, Mike's got this on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs and the home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your home for Chiefs football in Kansas City is 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
All right, let's have a real serious conversation about Mike Trout. Because a lot of you have been saying this Mike Trout's the greatest player of his base of his generation with really no evidence other than, well, look at the numbers. And the numbers are certainly part of it, right? I'm not denying. Like, Mike Trout has accomplished a lot of incredible things on the baseball field. I mean, if you go at his Wikipedia page, and Rob, you know, I'm big on what have you done? What are your accomplishments? What are your accolades? I'm not denying it. He has made an all-star game 10 times. He's been MVP 3 times. They have this all-MLB first team. I have no clue what that is, but he's been on it 3 times. Rookie of the year, Silver Slugger, Hank. He has won everything. Has Mike Trout ever done anything that you care about? Has Mike Trout hit a home run that you remember? Does he have a hit that you remember? Has he made a catch that you remember? Have you ever been sitting around with your baseball buddies and just talking about the game, and you guys were telling Mike Trout stories? He has done absolutely nothing. And then every time he's in a position where he can do something that you remember, he comes up small. Remember they played a series? Who was that against? Oh, yeah, it was the Royals. The Royals, who didn't have great starting pitching. Mike Trout just, no, okay, team just got swept. Just easy. Yesterday, Rob, I'm watching the WBC. It's very rarely that baseball gets my group chat fired up with me and my buddies. It's very rarely that baseball does this. My whole group chat was into the WBC. Now, I wasn't that into it, but I turned to it because I'm, you know, everybody in the chat talking about it. Let me turn it on. So I turn on the WBC. And Shohei Ohtani is doing Shohei Ohtani things. You know, he's the best pitcher in this tournament. He's the best hitter in this tournament. Shohei is doing Shohei stuff. Well, the matchup we all wanted to see is right there. Shohei Ohtani up against Mike Trout. The best two baseball players from their era, supposedly. That's what I've been told. That's what people have sold me on Mike Trout. What did Mike Trout do here? Mike Trout struck out. He struck out. We've let them fool us for way too long about Mike Trout. No, we've let them fool us. No, we've let them completely lie to us about Mike Trout. I'm not denying that he's not good. I can see the numbers. I'm sure Mike Trout is great. I'm asking you, do you think that because of what you've seen Mike Trout do, because he has made some impact on you? Or to quote Sean Barber, because of what the computer screen tells you about Mike Trout. Because the computer screen tells you that Mike Trout is great. Does he have a hit? Does he have a moment? Has he done anything on the baseball field that resonates with a single person listening? Because I hear you talk how much you hate Derek Jeter. Rob, you hate Jeter. You could think of 15 things Derek Jeter done to help him win to help his team win baseball games. You could think of 15 Jeter moments. Big hits, big catch, iconic moments. Does Mike Trout have any of those? Does anybody like Mike Trout? He is getting a pass because of how baseball is. Because if Mike Trout was a football player, he'd be getting crushed consistently. If Mike Trout was a basketball player, he'd be getting crushed for how his team's performed. They'd be getting crushed.
Yeah, I think you're applying other sports lives to baseball, though.
Everybody on the text line, I usually agree, C-Dot, but this Mike Trout take is on the text line. Tell me a game, a hit, a catch. Tell me something Mike Trout has done that you care about. Give me one moment for Mike Trout as a baseball player. Mike Trout has been playing in the major leagues for over a decade. Give me one moment for Mike Trout. I can give you Jeter moments. I can give you Mark McGwire moments. I can give you Manny. All the great baseball players that we used to remember and talk about, I can tell you something they've done on the baseball field. And you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Give me one Mike Trout moment that happened.
Isn't this an indictment on baseball, though, not Mike Trout? It's impossible to have a moment in regular season in baseball. It just is. There's 162 games. No one remembers. I'm sure he has a web gym at some time. I'm sure he has a walk-off, a cool moment at some time. Baseball regular season does not register outside of your own town. Go poll Giants fans and ask about the best moment in Royals season in 2019. No one knows. But there are probably cool moments. The problem is he doesn't win in the postseason. And that is a real problem. But I don't think his lack of postseason success should ding him from being a transcendent baseball player who is arguably the best of his generation and one of the best of all time.
But we say that, though. I don't deny the postseason part. He doesn't have any. Aaron Judge last year, he did stuff. We were following Aaron Judge. There was like real pressure on him to do things and have big hits. And there's nothing for Mike Trout. Not a single thing. So, like, people can be mad right now on the text line. That's fine. Tell me one thing that you remember from Mike Trout. Because we all grew up in around the same era. We all watched baseball. I can give you Ken Griffey Jr. moments. I can give you Barry Bond moments. If Mike Trout was a football player, we would judge him very differently. If Mike Trout was James Harden, if he was Kyrie Irving, if he was one of these guys, it's how we feel about baseball players now. Like, that's a major part of it. And then it's just also the fact of just, okay.
How is Mike Trout different than King Griffey Jr.? Because outside the cool backwards hat, what accomplishments did Griffey have? And we wax poetically about Griffey. Now, maybe baseball was more popular then, and that's just the name of the game, but Trout's been better than Griffey, but we speak highly of Griffey. What did Griffey ever do?
He had that one series where the Mariners made the playoffs. That one year.
Yeah, then they lost.
Yeah, no, they did. They lost.
That, I mean, it's the exact same as Mike Trout.
They lost.
I'm saying, I think baseball has changed. I think Mike Trout's King Griffey Jr. It's just that this era doesn't have the allure, the connection, the coolness to baseball our era did. We thought Griffey was awesome because of the backwards hat and the smooth swing. No one thinks about Mike Trout, but they're the same.
Someone on the text line, I played college baseball. Mike Trout has no direct impact on his team winning. He's been to the playoffs one time. He hasn't had many opportunities. Trout quietly has been the best player ever outside of the steroid era. This is outside of your realm right now. I continue to ask the same question. I just haven't gotten, has Mike Trout done anything that you remember? Or is he just a guy that puts up really cool numbers on the computer? That we have just been taught, hey, Mike Trout's the best baseball player we've ever seen. Look at his numbers, look how comparable they are. He doesn't have any memories, any moments. If Mike Trout retired right now from playing baseball, no one would care. No one would care. No one has any memories of Mike Trout. He's no one's favorite player. He's just a guy who has put up really cool numbers on a team that no one pays attention to. Maybe it'd be different if he was on the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Red Sox or one of those kind of teams, but yeah, he just puts up a lot of numbers. The only time we see Mike Trout is at Eagles playoff games. That's what the only time you see Mike Trout. Yesterday, the WBC, it's get a hit. He strikes out. It's just numbers. That's all it is. Just algorithm. It's just hits and war and vort. But give me a moment that we can touch, that we can talk about, that we can discuss. I just think with Mike Trout, he's a really good player. He's put up all these numbers. He plays on a team that we don't pay attention to. And we've just let Mike Trout just live in anonymity for the last decade or so without really doing anything of consequence. We're so hard on every American athlete. Yet Mike Trout, just you don't got to do nothing. Make $50 million a year. Play on a team that wins 65 games. It's not your fault. You don't ever have to do anything. It's great. Mike Trout has the best job in sports right now. You can play on a team that nobody cares about, way away from everybody else, and nobody expects you to ever do anything. That's an amazing life. That's an amazing life. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue to argue about Mike Trout, and no one seems too interested in going to the basketball games this weekend at T-Mobile Center. That's coming up. Keep right here, Sid Drive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.